The organisers of the World Scout Jamboree in South Korea say the event is to end early due to an approaching typhoon. A Scouting Ireland contingent comprising of 144 scouts under the age of 18, along with 78 adults, are in South Korea for the Jamboree. Our reporter Angus Cox is here with more details. What's the latest, Angus?
Well, Cian, the organisers of that World Scout Jamboree officially announcing the event will be ending early, as you say, and it's due to an incoming typhoon, which is expected to bring some pretty nasty weather conditions with heavy rain and strong winds on the way to the southwest of South Korea over the next few days, and that's where the event is being staged. The Jamboree was due to end this Saturday, the 12th of August, but now efforts being made to evacuate the around 43,000 young scouts who were taking part at the start because of this impending storm. And the event, it's been plagued by problems from the very start. We've been hearing reports about this since last week, where about hundreds of people had to be treated for conditions such as heat stroke and heat exhaustion due to the exceptionally warm weather being experienced in that part of South Korea at the moment. And this led to several countries, including the UK and the US, leaving the international event, blaming those high temperatures as well as poor sanitary conditions at the camp.
So what do we know about the Irish scouts who are there at the moment and the contingent who are taking part in this jamboree?
Well, the Irish contingent in South Korea on site, 222 people. Among them, I think, as you pointed out in your intro, 144 scouts under 18, as well as 78 adults. A small number of Irish scouts, as we heard as well, were among those treated for heat-related illnesses towards the back end of last week. At that point, Scouting Ireland said they'd be assessing the situation as required going forward. But as we know, things have changed a lot and moving a lot this morning. This is, of course, breaking news in the last few hours that this event is indeed going to be end early. And I understand that currently in South Korea, on site at the camp, it's coming up to 5 p.m. local time. The Irish contingent, which is there, they're making plans right now to evacuate. They're literally rolling up the tents and packing their bags. And RT News has been speaking with them in the last few minutes, the communications for the Scouting Ireland, and they have told us that all Irish scouts, they're doing well and they're in good spirits. And I suppose it's important to point out as well, Cian, there's also a contingent from Northern Ireland separately attending the event.
So at this stage, Angus, what do we know about the actual evacuation plans for the event?
Well, the typhoon is on the way. It's expected to make landfall over the Korean Peninsula in the coming days. The Jamboree's organising committee said organisers had secured more than 340 venues for evacuation. That includes community centres and gyms in areas away from the site where the typhoon is expected. Scout members will reportedly leave the campsite sequentially starting tomorrow, so that'll be one country after the other. A South Korean government official, he was speaking at a briefing in the last few minutes, and he said that about 36,000 participants, they'd be taken by bus to safe for places that would not be in the path of the typhoon. And of course, that 36,000 figure lower than the official 43,000 taking part, because of course some countries, as I pointed out, they've already decided to leave early over the past few days. So this will happen from now over the next couple of days.
Angus Cox, thanks for that. It's now 8:56.